You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up. Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground. Good morning, Miami Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily on this Tuesday, September the 27th. I am your host, Tom Ernesty. I want to start the show by, of course, thanking everyone for listening over at finheaven.com, the largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet, and to everyone over at the Facebook group, I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan, run by the great Carlos Hernandez, and of course, everyone listening across all the platforms, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, SoundCloud, you name it. Appreciate everybody joining. Let's just get right into the conversation. We're going to talk about the fallout from the game against the Buffalo Bills and the stunning upset the Miami Dolphins were able to pull off. We're going to talk about Tua, obviously, big topic of conversation on Monday regarding the lower back injury, potential concussion, all the fallout from that. Also talk about the offensive line, one of my favorite topics to look at after a game on Monday, kind of see where everything is progressing. And we're going to talk Cincinnati, our Thursday night football game this week, as there's not going to be a pregame show just because of timing and my work schedule and everything else. But we're going to jump right into it here. The fallout from the victory over the Buffalo Bills after looking at the injury report. Boy, I'm glad there's not a game being played right now. The Dolphins, not just the Bills, but the Dolphins came out of that game not unscathed by any means. The injury list is quite long. We'll go through it right now, and we'll talk about what it could mean going into Thursday, as today technically was the first practice leading up to the game. Teron Armstead, toe injury, we know about it. He did not participate in any practice last week leading up to the Bills game, and he played a very good football game, keeping their pass rushers at bay. He did not participate in, quote-unquote, the practice. Seathan Carter, concussion protocol still for him. He did not participate. Xavien Howard has a groin glute injury that he sustained during the game Sunday. He was also a non-participant. Robert Hunt with a shin injury. He did not participate. Melvin Ingram with his typical vet rest day did not participate. Brandon Jones with a chest injury did not participate. Hunter Long with his ankle injury did not participate. And the big names, Tua Tagovailoa, back injury and ankle injury. He did not participate in Monday's quote-unquote practice. And Jalen Waddle with a groin injury did not participate. Raekwon Davis, a knee injury, kept him out of the game against Buffalo. He was limited. Javon Holland with a neck injury, he was limited. Kader Kohu, ankle limited. Greg Little with his finger limited. Zach Sealer with his hand limited. Cedric Wilson with his ribs and now a toe injury is limited. Let's talk about the big players here. First and foremost, Tua Tagovailoa. With the back and ankle injury, we have to talk about everything that came out of Sunday. We talked about it in the post-game wrap-up show briefly. I'm going to talk about it right now real quick. Tua, everybody in regards of national media and the Twitter sphere, everyone became a doctor regarding Tua's head hitting the turf and then getting up wobbly. The NFLPA feels the same way. How did Tua go back into the game? Mike McDaniel, in his press conference, discussed Tua Tagovailoa's injury. They said it was lower back that caused his legs to be wobbly as it was tight on a goal line run in the first quarter on their opening drive as he got up slow, and he was also a little wobbly getting up from that, his back getting twisted up. The ankle injury, I would say was, no, I don't know if it was on the same play, but another instance where Tua was, it was late in the game when they were trying to ice the game. He had the quarterback sneak, and I believe someone from the Bills grabbed his ankle and kind of twisted it a little bit as he was trying to pull him back. So those are the injuries. Tua is getting treatment. Mike McDaniel was not committal on Tua playing on Thursday. He wasn't committal on Teron Armstead as well about him playing. So obviously trying to keep things to the chest. I would be shocked if Tua does not play in the game on Thursday, but we'll have to see how severe and how he responds to treatment for his injuries. Jalen Waddle was banged up a little bit. He had a groin injury in the game. You could tell after one of his receptions. It was on the run. On the end around, he came up a little hobbly. He was on the sideline. He looked like he was grabbing at his groin area. But he ended up finishing the game. So it's just, again, treatment, how he responds to it. Hopefully he will be available. Robert Hunt, another name, big name on this list to keep your eye on. With his shin injury, again, he played the entire game, but he was banged up. So this is a kind of the wrong time for all these injuries to happen, but that game was vicious against the Buffalo Bills. Both teams did not get out of that game without, you know, bumps and bruises. That was a very physical affair that occurred at Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday in the intense heat. Moving on from the injury report, because we don't want to be too down on this show, but I wanted to bring everybody's attention to what's been going on with the injuries to start. Let's talk about Tua's first 3 weeks in the season and how much he's improved, because we continuously see it week after week. The competitiveness, the drive to win, it's there. Let's talk about some of these important numbers here real quick. Obviously, being 3-0, most important number. Tua is first in the NFL in QBR at 82.8. That's an ESPN metric in regards of how they judge quarterback play. He's first in the league by a minimum 4 points over Lamar Jackson. Tua is second in total yards behind Josh Allen. Tua at 925 yards. Tua is second in yards per attempt. Now, for his career, he's been hovering right in that upper sixes, low seven range. 9.2 yards per attempt. That's second in the league, I believe only behind Jameis Winston. He is tied third in the NFL with touchdowns with 8. He is second in quarterback rating at 117.8, and he's fourth in completion percentage at 71.3, which is above his career average of 68.4. So the improvement is clearly shown. I think there's a few big factors and why he's performing so well so far early in the season. Number one, his off-season training regimen. And this is a big shout-out to Nick Hicks. The regimen that he had Tua on for the last couple of years, you can see a difference in his overall power and strength in his lower body, as well as his arm strength. You know, Nick talked about constantly, he worked on drills with Tua to get his arm strength where it needed to be for him to perform at a higher level. And, you know, everything has really come together, and the hard work that Tua put in and the hard work that Nick put in with Tua in the offseason has paid massive dividends. So a big shout out to Nick Hicks and the tremendous work he did with Tua to get him to where he has played at this point. You got to give credit where credit's due, and Nick is a great guy and a hell of a trainer. I know a lot of Dolphins fans actually go down to Florida and actually go to his gym to train while they're there on vacation to see the Dolphins game. So very cool stuff there. Mike McDaniel, Daryl Bevel, and Frank Smith, the other three guys, have done such a great job. Now, Daryl Bevel was with Russell Wilson for so many years in Seattle, and Russell Wilson, take away the last couple years, Russell Wilson was a top five quarterback in my mind over the course from his rookie season all the way through probably around 2019 to 2020. Russell Wilson was a dangerous quarterback, and a lot of that had to do with Daryl Bevel. And Frank Smith has done a great job calling the games for Tua and this offense, obviously with Mike McDaniel, the play caller, offensive coordinator Frank Smith, also there game planning with Mike McDaniel. And they've been doing a great job getting these guys open, finding the playmakers, and getting some chunk plays throughout the first 3 weeks. Now, because Tua is firing on all cylinders, you know, again, the offenses look potent. You know, we haven't seen the Miami Dolphins with these kind of big chunk plays in quite some time. So it is very good to see, and we see big plays in every single game. And the fact is, Tua, on passes that have traveled over 20 yards, air yards, he's 9 of 13. Just over 300 yards passing and with three touchdowns. It's been a wonderful thing to see. You know, he takes his shots, he takes his moments, but he's making them count. Yes, did he have an interception against Baltimore? Absolutely. Was it a bad throw? Absolutely. It doesn't matter. There's more good than bad with Tua this year. And one big key thing that has also transpired is his clutch gene seems to be coming back around. That he had in college is coming back around. He's helped this team. He has helped this team get to victory the last 2 weeks with performances in the fourth quarter against Baltimore and Buffalo. But the quarterback is only successful based on the players around him. And we have to give a big tip of the hat to the Miami Dolphins offensive line. Those guys up front, they have improved, and they haven't been talked about enough. In fact, through three games, Tua Tagovailoa has only been sacked five times. In the first three games in 2021, the Dolphins gave up over 50 pressures in three games, 5-0 over that. I think it was 53 or 54 pressures in the first three games. Through three games this year, total pressures, 23. That's it. So if you break that down over the course of three games, that's roughly seven quarterback pressures per game. First, last year was 16, 17, so they've cut that down significantly. Now, there is sentiment that, you know, it's not perfect because the offensive line has not been good in regards of opening up running lanes. We'll talk about that in just a few seconds. But I want to give a huge tip of the hat. Terron Armstead and Connor Williams. Armstead is the anchor of that offensive line. He's that veteran guy, that veteran presence that's making it all work. But Connor Williams, for as much crap as we gave him over the summer for how bad he snapped the football, this guy is doing it on Sundays. Not bad snaps. Granted, some of these snaps are still a little rough, but his blocking has been amazing. Same with Robert Hunt. He's been opening up major lanes for this ground game when they've been able to pick up some chunk plays. Robert Hunt is a big part of that, so big tip of the hat there. The pass protection isn't the issue, it's the run blocking. That has to get better, and we'll talk about it when I mention the Bengals game here in just a few minutes. They have to be better than what they have been, especially off this exhausting win over the Buffalo Bills. The Dolphins defense, we know, on the field for close to 41 minutes. The fact that they were on the field for that long and on a short week and all these guys banged up, Raheem Mostert, Chase Edmonds, Savon Ahmed, if he plays, these guys have to get the job done. They have to rush the football effectively. Last thing before we get into our quick ad read and then a short Bengals preview before we wrap up the show. River Craycraft. Be nuts if I don't mention him. He has been pulled from the practice squad three times, three consecutive weeks, and he's played a very key role in the last two with key touchdown receptions late in the game against Baltimore, and then getting the first touchdown second touchdown and the first touchdown throw from Tua of the day on an absolute laser on a post pattern, where Tua put it right on the numbers, Craig Kraft with the reception and a touchdown. Now, the decision has to be made regarding Craig Kraft. I'm assuming that's going to be a formality at this point, since they used him three times. He's got to be signed to the active roster. And I don't think that's a secret. They only had 52 guys on the roster last week on the active roster, and McDaniel just kind of subtly hinted that, yeah, I got a plan for that. I think it's River Craycraft. He's going to be on the 53-man roster potentially by the time you guys are listening to this on Tuesday morning. There's a strong possibility that he will be there. So, want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, BetUS. BetUS, for all your betting needs, go to BetUS.com. Place that first deposit, but put in the promo code Dolphins Talk. Get 125% sign-on bonus. Dolphins, as of right now, are 3.5-point dogs going into Cincinnati. I believe that line shifted from 2.5 to 3.5 with obviously the news of Tua today not practicing. So the Dolphins have a 3.5-point underdog going into Cincinnati on Thursday. So if you are interested in placing a wager, the Dolphins plus 3.5 seems like a gift at this point, just based on how they've been playing so far this season. So go to BetUS.com, use the promo code DolphinsTalk, say, and get a 125% sign-on bonus, and take that free money and make the wager on whatever you see fit, but gamble responsibly. Always gamble responsibly. Let's get into a quick Bengals preview. The Bengals started the season 0-2. Stunning loss to Pittsburgh in week one, and a more stunning loss against Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys last Sunday. But they made up for it. They had a chance to rebound against the New York Jets and they got their first win 27-12. The defense had 4 sacks of Joe Flacco, also 2 interceptions of Joe Flacco in the game. Joe Burrow looked like Joe Burrow of last year. He had 275 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, no turnovers, which is a pale comparison to what it was the first 2 weeks, and he was sacked twice, but he was also hit a ton. So the offensive line woes continue, and Joe Burrow continues to get hit, so that is a big area of concern for them going into the game against the Miami Dolphins, who has a very aggressive defense, as we saw. Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins both had big games. Tyler Boyd had over 100 yards receiving, and Higgins was at 93 yards. Jamar Chase was held in check for the most part in that game. I think he had 4 catches for 28 or 29 yards. But they have 3 very good playmakers, and the Dolphins have to be at full strength, whatever that means, based off the injury report. Hopefully everybody is a good to go. But next man up mentality, just in case some guys can't go, we got to have the next guys in line step up and make the plays. The game is going to be on Amazon Prime Thursday night. So if you don't have Amazon Prime, I am not telling you you could stream elsewhere potentially for this football game. But if you do have Amazon Prime, I have a recommendation. Watch it on Prime Vision. It's such a cool element and a different way to watch football. So it is a lot of fun to enjoy that experience watching the game on Amazon Prime. So that will do it for a quick Tuesday morning show. Thank you all for listening. You could follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk Tom. You could follow the main account at Dolphins Talk, and of course go to DolphinsTalk.com every single day for all the latest Miami Dolphins news and information. We'll have shows leading up to the Thursday showdown against the Bengals. In addition to that, Mike and Josh from Dolphins Talk will have a live watch along, kind of like a Manning cast, just without all the really cool celebrities those guys get. But they will be watching the game live from Mike's house on Thursday. So if you don't want to listen to Al and Kirk Herbstreit, or really any of the pregame people like Ryan Fitzpatrick and Richard Sherman, jump on to the live stream that will be on YouTube featuring Mike and Josh, and they're going to be watching the game. Enjoy watching the game with them if you would like. It's just another way to watch and get content here from DolphinsTalk.com. Thank you all for listening. I am out. Fins out. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.